You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Okay, welcome to Unconsciously Raw. This is my fourth episode. My name is Ricky Fontaine. I got some special guests in the house tonight. Guests, introduce yourself. Ladies, go ahead.
Oh, I'm Tyra. Hey.
Hey, Tyra.
Hi, I'm Kim.
What's going on, everybody? My name Bill.
What's happening, hey, y'all? Bill. It's Will, a.k.a. Lucky, also known as Smurf.
Okay, well, which one would you rather us address you by? Because I can't remember pick, all of them.
Hey, which one is easiest? If you say Will. Yep.
Right.
Or, and then you look at the shirt.
Okay. I can remember it from the shirt. Okay,
there you
I
go.
Got you.
Okay. So today we've been talking about these topics on my Facebook all week. So today we're going to start it off with if a real man pays all the bills, what does a real woman do? Fellas, I'm going to let y'all go first.
Complain.
Oh, God. Wow.
You had to see that coming.
If a man is paying all the bills in the household, I'm talking about from down to the groceries, to the mortgage or rent, the woman should be stacking her savings or stacking their savings, but also in the time of need, that's where the first place they should be attacking. Essentially, that's how I see it. Because if I'm paying all the bills, what else are you bringing to the table outside of being sex?
You can say it.
You can say
fuck
it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, you know, being honest. If I'm paying all the bills in your house, what else are you bringing to the table? If I'm making $100,
the key thing is you said if I'm paying all the bills in your house,
our house.
So, okay.
So see, let's just say that. So we can say we're together, we're engaged, we're married, right? I'm making $100,000, I'm paying all the bills, and you're making, say, $60,000, right? Say we have one child, and I'm paying all the daycare or the schooling or the clothing, et cetera, et cetera. What are you bringing to the table? Because now it gets to the point where, all right, well, if we need, say, the roof cave in, well, babe, I need $10,000 to get this roof repaired. It shouldn't be I don't got it, or maybe that. No. You should have it because where are your bills going? Because your personal bills shouldn't exceed, you know, over $1,000 if we're keeping it in retrospect. But clearly it's showing
she,
that.
She giving it to that man at Somerset. You know
yeah,
what I'm
that's
saying?
What she doing.
Yeah.
First of all, no. go ahead. Is it Kim?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can go, girl, because I be talking. So feel free to just cut in. Because I'm a talker, so don't even just feel free to cut me off.
Okay, well, I mean, if a guy is paying all the bills, that's the household bills and both personal bills. And personal bills, I mean, in like cell phone, car insurance, student loans, credit card bills, stuff like that. I mean, I still feel like the woman's place is to raise the kids, tend the house, support her man. And a lot does go into that, probably more than a lot of guys realize. Just keeping the kids afloat, going to football and gymnastics and doing homework and scheduling doctors and dentist appointments and communicating with teachers, responding to emails, cooking dinner, cleaning, making sure everybody's clothes.
Are you talking about what you do at your job or is this at home? No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. But let me chime in real fast, Kim.
She was making about $60,000. That means she also has a career. Then that starts once she get home.
Well, let me ask you this, Kim. If he's paying for all your personal bills and the household bills, are you a roommate or are you a child? Because say he working a nine. So, because now think about it. If I'm working a 9 to 5, right? Say I'm an engineer making $150,000 paying all my bills and your bills.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I come home now, and in today's world, mostly men are doing all the cooking, cleaning.
Yes, that's a fact.
I know that for a fact. I live that life.
It's three men in here who stating that they do all the cooking in their household.
Knock knock. Let me chime in here first of all. Let me just say this though. Realistically, when they say a man is paying all of the bills, And if the woman is employed, 9 times out of 10, I mean, she is buying some groceries and doing all that. He's not just like, she's not putting anything out of her pocket. That is not what that means.
But I think some of the men, we say, hey, you ain't got to pay no bills. Then we see you just fucking up your money. Then we be like, fuck this. You got to pay some bills. Not so you can help, just so you can spend your money on something that's worthy in our life and our lifestyle. That's basically the reason.
That's something you need to determine what type of mate it is that you're getting into a relationship with and possibly marrying or whatever prior to all of the finance thing, because y'all can live two totally different lifestyles. And that's something that has to be discussed prior to even beginning a relationship or something long-term or getting married.
I got because a question. I got a question.
You know, finances are the number one killer of relationships.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And Rick, if you're going to tell her, okay, you cannot pay bills and I'm going to take care of everything at that time, it seemed like some expectations need to be set. So that doesn't mean you just go to Somerset and fuck off all your money every
because
weekend.
Because where's the credit
whatever,
card debt coming from?
Hold on, I got a question, ladies.
Save your money. Kim. You're going to pay for vacations or you're going to stack our savings. Like, you need to set an expectation at the time you're saying, oh, you don't have to pay anything.
But it's like, we grown. You ain't got to tell me I got to buy groceries. I got to cook food. I just know I got to do this.
Exactly.
Right. I shouldn't. If I tell you, a woman going to say.
Your expectations are based on your experiences. So don't try to get a mind reader within a relationship.
Yeah, but
that's who's going to bring the groceries in the house?
But what do women say? I shouldn't have to ask you. You sure already know I need money. Oh, now you want the mind reader.
Right. You want the mind reader then.
Yeah. I don't know what type of women. I ain't never said no shit like that before.
But
hey,
let Smurf ask his question first.
Hold on. So, if I'm paying all the bills, can I file you on my taxes and go ahead and get you as a dependent? I'm
you
just
can't
asking.
File no dependent on nobody that's not disabled or underage.
I mean, you still no. We can fill out some paperwork.
If all our money is together anyway, it really doesn't matter.
He trying to say you're a liability, so you know.
Nah. No, it's all in the way you look at it. Because, see, for me, when you talk about a man paying all of the bills in the household, the thing about it is, for me, is I don't live with boyfriends. I have never have. We might spend a few nights together at each other's house, but I don't do it. It's just not
the cohabitating. I got you.
Okay? I just don't. So when I speak about this, I'm speaking on a marriage. So just know that when I'm talking about, when I mention things, I'm talking about you being a married couple and possibly with children. And so, like I said before, 9 times out of 10, we're not just, he's not spending his money on everything. He's paying the major bills. Women, we are definitely coming out of pocket for something.
It's more so a 60-40 or 70-30 split, essentially, Tyra. That's how it is today. Don't mean to cut you off, but that's how it is. Because if you look at it, say you live in Farmington Hills or say you live in Nova or whatever, right? Say the mortgage or rent is $2,000. All right, babe, I'm gonna pay the mortgage and I'm gonna pay your car note and my car note. You cover all the other bills. Cause nowadays, in this day and age, we need a two income household. Because one income household, them days are over.
I think that's exactly the problem. Like, we're like, well, my grandfather used to pay or my granddad. Yeah, the mortgage was $35 back then. Of course he paid all of that.
Right, and all he did was work all day, come home.
And he paid his other family bills and all of that, you know what I'm saying? So he could do that.
On top of that, that was in the 20th century. It's the 21st century. It's a whole new century now.
And this is the other thing. See, it's different for me. You know, it's different for me. The man's supposed to do. See, back then they had to because the woman couldn't. She was at home. You know, that was her thing. Back then, that was a woman's thing.
They looked at women how they looked at black
women
back
work
in the day.
When I grew up, my dad worked at the plant like most dads did. I grew up with my dad and my mom. And all my siblings, we all got the same mom and daddy. But you want to know something?
What?
I'm about to keep it real with you. My daddy was working in the plants, but you know what my mama did? My mama was a number runner. She took out my granddaddy and my mom and them. That's what they did.
She was a hustler.
Your mama had dope money.
Right, but a lot of people aren't back in the day. They would rather just be stay-at-home moms. All they want to do is when their husband get off, run his bath water, make his meal, and give
bang them out and put them to sleep.
That's it. And that's where
they got 25 kids.
That's what the man wants, and that's what he agreed to, then that's on him. If that's not the type of relationship he wants, then don't get into that type of relationship.
But see, it all changed when the roles and, you know, women start working. Back then, a woman didn't have the right. Her man say, oh, you
she
ain't
even had the right to vote, so let alone work a high-end job.
Back in the day, women didn't work. They took care of the kids. They took care of the household. They cooked the dinner. They did the clothes, blah, blah, blah.
And they couldn't talk. They couldn't back talk. You probably couldn't even be on this show right now if we was back in the day. I'm just saying. Not me. That ain't how I feel, but I'm just saying.
Not the women in my work. The women in my
work. But they roll at home still having work. They still taking care of the kids, cooking dinner, cleaning, scheduling appointments, running the kids all over the place, and adding working up.
Well,
are you saying the women are still doing that to this day and the man ain't?
Because today the roles are more closer than ever.
Not to the degree of a woman, no.
What?
What man doing that they got a woman?
That do what?
Hello. Hi. How you doing? My name is Smurf. What up, though?
You cook all the food. You wash all the clothes.
You better ask my wife.
Before I came here.
Ask my wife, Kim.
Before I came here, I was washing clothes. I'm
we 50-50. Me and my wife is 50-50 on the bills.
I'm not going to sit up here and lie. My wife is watching, so.
That's why we 50-50 on the bills.
To be honest, and it's more men.
50-50 on the bills or 50-50 on household?
No, we're 50-50 on every fucking thing, basically.
50-50. Okay, down the middle.
That's not a woman who don't bring nothing to the table or the situation that Rick described. That's not a man paying.
Oh, no, nah, hell no. Nah. That's why I cook and I don't mind all that. But I'm saying men don't do it. That's not true. No, we just expect certain things.
We're not saying men don't do it.
Not to the degree that women do it.
Men definitely
agree.
Oh, no,
see, me, my thing about cooking is I cook if my wife works, so if I'm home first, I cook. I like cooking.
And
as
I should.
And all she pays is the cable bill. She pays it, but you know, so
hold on, Ricky, hold on, your wife watching. Be careful.
Yeah, she knows I'm gonna say this. She paid the cable bill. That's her bill.
But
you know what I'm saying? But okay. Other than that, I'm a cook. Now, as far as cleaning and everything, you know,
he pay his mama or
cleaning
lady.
Yeah. I'm gonna get somebody.
So let me ask you. Let me say this and going back off of, but I don't know if Kim or Tyra said it.
Huh?
Does she work?
Yeah, she does.
Okay, so both of y'all working. I mean, both of y'all bringing money to the table, and y'all have decided on what each role is.
Yeah, right, yeah. So now guess what? You can't move that goalpost because now guess what? She's a career woman. So now she making 60, 80, 100,000. I'm doing the same. So guess what? That means now the roles are becoming more closer together. So guess what? I'm doing majority of cooking. I'm doing the majority of cleaning. Since I'm doing majority of helping the kids out, studying and doing all of this.
It sounds like you're talking a lot about you, but go
no,
ahead.
No, I'm just saying in general because I actually reached out. I reached out to a lot of my fellas, especially, you know, I'm a millennial born in the 90s. So I reached out to a lot of my fellas who are married, who do have kids, and they do now do just as much as a woman, if not more, and still have to put on that baggage because
they
women
do
is,
more now.
They do more, and it's just a bad notation or the propaganda that's spelt out by black men.
No, it's a lot.
That is an average.
That is.
I wish I had the numbers Kevin Samuels said last night. I would have brought it in.
Is this a misandrist stereotype?
There's no way that's the majority.
That is the majority.
That's a misandrist stereotype that you have here.
I tell you right now, I guarantee you, men don't eat home-cooked meals more than twice a week.
What
men? All men. The majority of men.
Because nowadays, women feel like, oh, I could go pick it up.
I could DoorDash your meal. That ain't home cooking.
We ain't looking for your mom, her mom to make the food when you bring a plate over. No, that's not happening.
That's not how I get down. So I don't know what you mean. Yeah, I don't get down like that.
But you have a more older tradition though.
Y'all should be cooking equally, right?
No, it's about whoever get
whoever's available. Home first. Yeah. Right? Who's ever? Hey, no, Rick said available.
If the wife just happened to get off work at 4 o'clock and the husband get home at 5, that means she's her.
Well, that's like we getting on, but whoever home first supposed to be cooking. Because guess what? Let me tell you why. All right, just say you get off at 4, I get off at 5. All right, and you say who should cook? She should cook. Shit, I'm paying all the damn bills. She can't cook.
Right, I'm paying the majority of the bills.
What's the purpose of this stuff? See, back in the day when your mom and dad did it, when he come home, he didn't have these conversations.
So let me get this.
Because the shit was already done.
All the bills, and you also said you don't want her fucking her money off by going to Somerset. So she has a she's not spending her money freely. She's getting her money. She's putting it in her savings, putting money for the kids up, college, all this, blah, blah, blah. Her money is not free. Right? But at the same time, you still want her to do extra because you're paying all the bills, but she's basically paying a bill too.
No,
which is
but see, but that's the thing about a relationship. I'm not paying you to do things. You're my wife.
I didn't say that.
I'm your husband. I pay the bills because I love you. This is our lifestyle.
Exactly.
I'm not paying you to be my maid or paying you to be my concubine or paying you to do this or paying you to stay in line.
Sweetheart, you just I'm the one paying all the bills, so she should cook.
But I'm just saying, when it come back
that's
to y'all,
that's automatic though.
Yeah,
it's not something
yeah.
to be expected because I pay the bill.
Yeah, right. I mean, damn, I got to cook too,
cook, clean, and I got to pay all the majority bills, and wine and dine, and buy you a Chanel bag twice a year.
And
what and you know what and you know what the fellas get? Oh, he go to Burberry shirt that's $300. Baby, your bag was $6,000. I get a $350 Burberry shirt. That's it.
I need at least a PS5.
Right. But let me ask you a question before Rick move on. Let me ask y'all a question. Now that the roles are closer together, in the sense of a woman being a career and a father and the male taking more of the domestic roles at home. When it comes to decision making, is it still dominated by the man, or is it even if you come to agreement?
You talking about a Russell Wilson household or in the real man household?
I'm talking about when you come in together and you say, hey, babe, you talking to your husband like, hey, I need to get a new car. I want the new Lincoln. Or we get the new Lincoln. Oh, I want the Cadillac. No, we can't afford the Cadillac right now. We're getting Lincoln. So now he already said, look, we're getting the Lincoln. It's better for us financially, but you go behind him and buy the Cadillac.
That sounds like a problem. Oh, like a, now that I'm with the yeah. lady, that's gonna sound, that's something y'all should already.
Right,
that's
but I'm
a
just,
major purchase.
But that's the question. Yeah. I'm presenting the question though, in the sense of when it comes to decision making, not just the bills and all that. But I'm talking about when it comes to major decision making of what we gonna do, how we gonna do it. Is it the male is still dominant, or is it y'all
you
have
say,
y'all just much say so?
You say what, Kim?
You have to compromise.
If I'm married,
compromise was
the
Lincoln.
Go behind your back and do anything.
That was
if
the compromise.
I mean, at the end of the day, the man is supposed to be the head of the household. But
you know, they want to lead in one breath, but in the second breath, they want.
But see, this is the thing. I don't know. See, and that's another thing women get mixed up. Oh, he don't pay the bills. He can't. Look, I don't care how much money I make. That's what's going to lead into my next question.
Yeah.
So. If your husband or mate make less than you, do he still supposed to pay all the bills? Just say you make $60,000, he makes $60,000, and you make $100,000. Dude,
who pays the mortgage?
He said he had to pay all the bills in the first place. But
okay.
As far as the mortgage, I was raised as when a man gets married, it's his job to be a protector and a provider. So if you cannot provide at least a home for your family, then you don't need to get yourself into that situation. You don't need to have one.
Okay, so he paid a mortgage. Are you going to pay everything else?
You don't have to live extravagantly.
You know
if he paid a mortgage, you pay everything else then?
Then your lifestyle
you got
is
more
changed.
Money. You going to pay everything else?
Yes.
Y'all,
yes. Oh, make it easy.
Yeah, Tyra, go ahead.
Go ahead, Tyra.
Okay, so this is the thing. This is the thing. People, there are women out here that actually, see, all situations are different. I know that sounds cliche.
I mean, that's the truth, actually, in real life.
That actually like to be that breadwinner and like to have them. There's women out here where the man stays home with the kids. Again, that is all depending on what you two have agreed upon and what works for your life. Okay, but at the same time, you still, as a husband with kids, you still are supposed to be at least provide a home for your family. Now,
right.
Whether you make less than me or not.
So I got a question.
You got to have something
just,
going on now.
So was James Evans a good father and a provider?
Yes, he was.
From Good Times.
She.
I mean,
because look what the position y'all was living
I'm
in.
I'm just saying, he provided a home.
Right, a home. define a home. A home is just a roof, water running, electricity.
A home is where the heart is.
I'm just saying. So that's what I'm saying. Like, our expectation is providing is different from y'all's. I mean, I'm saying this by a man. We can stay in anything.
When y'all say y'all leave, y'all want to leave. Tell me this. I hear so many times men are talking about, man, women won't let a man leave. Women don't know how. So tell me.
Them some weak dudes, because I'm going to leave it, whether I got $5 in my pocket. I'm going to leave like I'm a millionaire. Regardless. You know what I'm saying? Now, when we get up to the register, I might have to step back. I can't leave no more.
I'm a leader to the register.
I'm a leader. Okay, they say it's going to be this much. Okay,
give me the money. I'll pay them.
Okay.
Y'all don't want to be a leader. And what you have to understand is, also, you have to listen. There are so many things to get an understanding of before you decide to share financial responsibility with someone. Because, listen, I'm happy in a modest home where if you want to be the one to stay in a $600,000 house, I'm good with staying in the $250,000 house. So guess what?
True.
You can pay for that $600,000 house then, if that's what you feel.
But
like
it's the lifestyle that you provided from the get go. If I say, hey, babe, you know, this is where I'll live. I don't want to live in Detroit, and that's no knock. But certain areas in Detroit, outside of, you know, Rosedale Park,
he's not a Detroit native. So
I'm a Detroit Brightmoor, born and raised. I just went to high school in Lathrop.
I don't want people jumping on him like, oh yeah, he's down in Detroit. No, he just, you know.
No, but that's the lifestyle, because nowadays everything is socially constructed, because now women looking like, hey, well, you make this much, and why can't we live out instead of Detroit? Why can't we live in Southfield? Or why can't we
live
in
Farmington? That's what you're supposed to look in her eyes and say, don't count my damn pockets, you hear me? Now go fix me something to eat.
Listen, the fact still remains, though, that there are some men, and quite a few men, who just likes to be that provider. You know, if you're not that person, then you're just not that person.
What, does that make you less of a man? Is that less of a man?
That just wants to take care of everything.
Yeah. Tyra, you are copying out to the question. We're talking about general, every course, every situation is a situationship. You have to decide that on yourself. That, of course. But we're talking about the general consensus right now. We're talking about what do women think on the general basis overall. And overall, y'all are trying to say that if a man ain't paying all the bills, then he a roommate.
Right. Yep. So should we be saying that since y'all don't cook, clean, sex is when we want, and take care of the kids, and have my plate ready by the time I get home, does that make you less than of a woman? Or make you less of than a home taker?
These are all things.
That's around the same lines. We can't provide for the house. Then, what if you can't provide for this for us? So,
what you say, Kim?
I said you could say that on both ends of the scale. If the woman's doing this, if the man's not doing this.
We both pick.
I understand all of that. That's what it really come down to. Who playing their position the best?
Right.
See, your position don't mean you. No, I'm just saying, out of the situation, I might be Jordan, but you're going to need a Pippen and a Paxton.
Exactly.
That don't mean they less of a man or less of a player. They playing their role.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You got to play a role to the best of your
ability. Like me, I'm not a cleaner.
That a woman agrees to, and that's what she select.
Using that cop out.
And then we talking about a woman agreed to.
50-50
ain't no agreed to.
A woman don't agree. She agreed to something and it changed by the next 15 minutes.
Man.
Well,
I mean, I don't know about
that. Y'all know.
Y'all know.
That was guilty as hell.
She did look real guilty.
Some women will pay half the mortgage. I'm not paying half of that mortgage. I'm not doing it.
Now, look.
I mean,
no,
that's
see,
you being
50-50,
honest.
But hold on. 50-50 does not just, I pay the mortgage in our house. Okay? I got that. But she's still paying the utilities and all the other shit.
So you're still paying, you know, 50-50.
So it's still 50-50. So when you say 50-50, well, not you, but
that's
when y'all say, when general.
That's not 50-50.
No, that's, yes, it is.
It's not 50-50.
The cable and the electric bills are
the cable, electric, and all of that.
And the groceries.
That's going to probably be more the same amount as the mortgage.
And then don't say you have kids because they got to work.
Your wife, because she paid the cable bill, that make it 50-50?
No, my wife ain't 50-50. My wife paid the cable bill.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying. But my one thing I'm going to say about my wife, if I go to my wife right now and say, give me $10,000, she's going to be like, okay, babe, when you need it, because she knows that's the type of, or she'll read my mind, certain things I need, I get it.
And I agree with that.
You know?
I agree wholeheartedly with that type of, you know, dynamic that.
But that's kind of the way it was learned behavior for her. Like, you know, she got a mom and a dad, and I think some of these traits, even with men, like, we learn from our parents. So,
exactly.
And some dudes didn't have parents. So whatever parents they had, that's what they learned. So sometimes even we think our parents was doing their best, don't get me wrong, but we think that it was good. And sometimes they really wasn't doing good. They were doing the best that they could. Mm-hmm. And we take that, well, my mom, well, you know, they were just,
we
didn't know what was wrong. So,
right, because they always go back to the fact that when you was growing up younger, you like, well, this is natural. You didn't know you was poor until you got to high school.
Yeah, I didn't know I was really poor.
You didn't really know you was poor until you got around other people. Like, y'all, I'm poor? No, because you thought that was natural. Whatever you was doing was
okay.
I kind of
knew I was poor coming up because we went to a school. They was coming up in Jags and people was rolling in Jags. So we like, damn.
But going based,
I'm catching a Dexter bus.
But going off what Rick said, it's learned behavior because I learned once I got engaged, my fiance, how she then changed or conducted herself is like, oh, I wanna prove to my man, or I wanna, you know, worship the ground he walks on, so I'm gonna do my things or my things necessary to make it easier for him, because guess what? Women, they do have an intuition that men don't have. And
why she gotta worship the ground you walk on?
Because I worship the ground she work on. I mean, she walks on. Probably even more.
All right.
I'm just saying from her perspective, trust and believe. Me and Rick, we go back at it every day. But trust and believe, Rick loves his wife. I love my fiance, soon to be wife.
You better have rose petals on the ground when I'm walking on that motherfucker.
Right, because guess what? At the end of the day, and
dip and go.
Hey, one thing for sure, Rick always told, and since I've known Rick, and he told me that, he said, hey, bro, at the end of the day, guess what? You got to make it happen, nigga. Go make it happen for your woman. She want this. Go make it happen. Hey, you going to be working long doubles and triples. Go make it happen. I don't want to hear no excuses.
Because she's a man.
At the end of the day, you're a man first.
Huh?
That's the other part of it.
Yes.
And the young man that's engaged. You married too, right? The other Smurf.
Yeah.
Smurf too as well, right?
Yeah.
Let me just ask y'all something. And I think a lot of women might want to know this, actually, right now. Because it's a lot of single people out here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know good people that are single, men, women, you know, older, everything. So really,
you
what
sure
I want to
good?
Know, with you guys being married and engaged and all that, what made you choose your wife?
That's a good question. What made me choose
you
my wife?
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you've dated many women in your lives now. You know what I'm saying? So what made you settle on her?
I don't know if I should tell this story.
That said, I want to make her my wife.
What made me choose my wife was, she probably was like the first woman who didn't let me hit on the first day.
that
so I was like, damn. And you know, we just.
A little bit different.
And you know, we kicked it and we like our relationship didn't start off like about sex. So we like talked and then I was like, damn.
Rick had to get into his feelings.
Yeah, I was like, damn, I got to meet a motherfucker who got morals and two parents and shit. But you know what? It just made me want her even more, and I just seen how she carried us.
Had to end up being a phenomenal woman in between all of that.
That too. I seen the way she carried herself, and I was like, that was a turn on. That made me want.
That was the first woman you ever met that did not give up the goods easily.
That really? I feel like bothering with.
So that's Rick's story. My story a little different, Tyrone. I'm gonna just say this story. So I knew my fiance in high school. So she went to U of M. I went to Michigan State. We met Bart Knight, 2015. Right?
He couldn't get in Michigan. That's why he went to Michigan.
No, I got in Michigan. But when you go to Michigan, there's a bridge program.
Not Michigan Dearborn.
Right? Michigan Ann Arbor. If you know Michigan, it was a bridge program back down during that time, and you had to pay for it if you just barely making. I had like a 3.2. They're like, hey, nigga, we need $5,000. Go through this bridge program. You get in. But whatever. But look, long story short, I met her, and then maybe a month or two later, I found out I was having a child by a previous relationship. She stuck around. So she seen me go from nothing. I just graduated, didn't have nothing, to where I'm at now. And during that time, I felt so comfortable that I've already lived my so-called whole life that I knew that I wanted to, hey, you know what? I'm going to spend the rest of my life with you because I want to make you happy because you made me happy every day.
When, so, when you didn't have nothing.
When you didn't have nothing. You,
but you had potential.
She exactly. see, she seen the potential. I stuck you knew
it stuck by you. Were you in college? Are you saying you were in college?
I just graduated. So I graduated December 12th of 2015. We met bar night. Again, I mean, we knew each other in high school. We went on a few dates, but that was really nothing. We met bar night.
But he was a ham.
I was listen, I really have a real relationship until essentially her. And then from that point.
That was about to be my next question. That was going to be my next question. Was that what you consider your first real relationship?
You start living together and you start moving because you had to start moving accordingly. In college, you know, you had a couple of main chicks, but it wasn't really nothing. It really wasn't nothing like, oh, I got to meet your parents. No, baby, come over here. You got to think we're in college. So we're going to hit the Chili's 2 for $20 and, you know, we'll get a popping off this pint of Hennessy I didn't have for 2-3 weeks straight. So. Hey, we straight to it.
So tell me this. Did you know then, like, before you decided that these women were going to be your wives, did you know then whether or not they were the type to come home and cook, to clean?
Oh, this
you wasn't looking for that.
No,
in high
I
school.
Was. Let me tell you how my
I cooked and cleaned. I didn't even think about it.
This, I was a clean
this
one.
This is how my wife got me. Okay. She cooked, like, you hungry? I was like, yeah. And I was living single
life. She
didn't get
you with the chicken Alfredo, did she?
No, she cooked me some, like, macaroni. What else she had? Some teriyaki, baked wing.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I told that shit up.
Still to this day, he asked me, we gonna make that
that's
again.
That's probably the last time she cooked that shit.
Okay, Smurf, real quick. Was your story similar to either one of theirs as far as making your wife your mind?
Hey, all right. So we got a little time, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
My story is I had actually been engaged to somebody before. I was in the streets.
Okay.
I was doing all types of street shit, but I was engaged. I had somebody I was staying with that I was, you know, about to be married to and shit. I paid all the bills for this motherfucker at that time, right?
Okay.
So they went out and they had a baby by another nigga on me.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Yeah, I remember that story.
So that made me change my whole philosophy. You know why? Because I said, if I'm going in, you got to go in half because we got to build together. You got to show me that what I'm putting forward is you going to be putting forward too. My wife, okay. When I met her, we was flirting and everything like that, and I found out that, like, our friend, you know, we had a mutual friend that was her cousin, you know what I'm saying? And it was wild. We just had never met each other before. And when first time we went on a little date, but the second time, we got straight to it. We knew we had the vibe already. You know,
we're still trying to figure out how he got where her everybody is. We figured that out yet. But.
No, I was curious because, you know, we can only talk so much about this, you know, who paid the bills and all that stuff. And I really think that this topic started getting more prevalent because on social media and a lot of groups to be on and everything, it used to be a lot of guys who would fuss and talk about the fact that they don't even like to pay for a first date.
Oh, so, no. Now, let me tell you about dates. Let me tell you about dates.
I don't know about that.
Look, I
got a story for you when I first met Carlisha.
But dates are bad investments with no promise of return. Yeah. Wait, like I used to, when I was single, I tell chicks, let's go on a date. I used to tell chicks, look, baby, I can't pay starters bills. I got to pay my bills. Now, you come over here, cook something to eat. And that's what it is. And when they get over there, they be like, why you ain't got no couch? Because you going to the bedroom. That's where you going.
Don't worry about that. I came from Michigan State. So all we did was I used to take, you know, going on dates with girls. I go to the movies or I take them Chili's 2 for $20. When I first met my fiance, the first time we went. Oh, yeah, they most definitely did because of most
options.
You got options. You got about 5, 6.
Listen, they lucky I ain't used the Groupon.
listen, a chick bought actually, my child's mother actually, when I first went on a date with her, she bought a lemonade. I'm looking like, hold on, man, you didn't want a lemonade?
This wasn't in the plan.
Right, you wanted a drink of water. But when I first went with my fiance,
you gotta get a lemon and some sugar.
When I first went with my fiance, the first time we went on a date, I mean, post high school, we went to Dave and Buster's. So they had these island drinks. You get the Long Island iced teas and you get the cup with it. It's $10. Long story short, the first bill came in like $120. I'm like, hold on, what the? I went from $20 to $120. And you know, she's probably seen my eye. I'm like, here you go. I'm like this. But she's like, oh, man, I got the shots next and all that. I'm trying to, you know, impress her the first day. My mom, I'm like, this chick, she gonna marry me because I just spent $120 the first date. And mind you, we didn't have sex the first month or two or whatever.
You but see it was the face just, they made? Like $120. Oh, that was it?
$120? Hold on, y'all going to Teresa spending $50, and that's maxing out. Hold on, $120. I'm like, this is a lot.
Hey, my wife took me out on a date. That was the first time she's like, I'm going to take you out on a date. So we go out downtown, and I'm like, I still try to pay for it. She's like, no, I'm taking you on a date. So I'm like, it's some weird shit.
Now that has happened.
I mean, she says she's taking you on a date. So if a lady asks y'all to go out, you feel like she should pay?
If she asked me to go out,
I me personally, I'm a man, so
I'm a pay it. Yeah. But if she wholehearted, like, no, I got it. No, I got it. As soon as I hit the table, I got it.
But I'm not dating you unless you know what's up already.
Right.
Or it ain't no.
I have done that before and tried to do that before, and he walked up to the bar and paid the bill without me even knowing it. Like,
see, yeah, that's a real
that's
man.
That's what we do. Yeah.
You know,
no, he's just trying to bust them guts up. That's wrong.
Let you know, look, baby, I got it. Don't worry.
I got it. You don't worry. You gonna pay later on tonight.
First date. That's out the question.
That's
and
right.
You can't afford the date, then you don't need to be dating.
But see, what is a date? See, that's another thing.
Hey,
that's what women. What is a date? When you ask a woman, you go on a date? Yeah, he took me to get something to eat. No, a date, baby. Like
date.
Y'all went. He planned some. Y'all might went miniature golfing or went on a horsebike ride. Or so I used to plan dates like that with my wife.
Listen, you know? I used to be super creative.
You know, it's free shit you can do for a date.
We go down to the Art Institute.
Yeah,
look, you could go down to Belle Isle and just sit on the water and talk with a picnic basket worth $40 worth of stuff. Look, baby, it's all night.
The best dates, honestly.
No, damn, Russell Wilson, what the fuck?
I'm giving y'all niggas jewels, man.
I actually like stuff like that.
Everybody's saying just $100?
Just $100? Like, I'm
sorry. How much time on the motherfucker to spend on y'all ass?
Right. This is just what if it don't work out? Now I just spend $150.
Some of the viewers are saying in the comments, just $100?
Like, why I supposed to take you to Roof Chris the first night?
Nah, see, this is how I'm going to get you.
Roof game, Roof Chris,
but if you go to more than one place on a date, you know, if it's a date, nine times out of ten, you're going to more than one place and... You know.
It was $100 on the food, plus it was a $40 for the game.
You know,
and let me start adding gas, hair, outfit.
You know what date means, right?
Don't add that.
Dick at the end, okay? So.
Nah, Bill, don't add that.
Oh, hey. My God.
Don't add what?
Gas, haircut, clothes for the night.
Hey, hold on. Because I didn't want to leave this off on that message, but the last thing I said with my wife was that I hit on the second. Like, well, but that makes
look like his,
bad.
Like his wife texted him, look at what you just said.
Right.
The first night, but, hey, she knew what she wanted. I mean, she...
I wanted to explain the fact that when we went on the first day, I only spent $70. And I looked at my motherfucking wallet like, damn. And she looked at me, looked at my wallet, and she laughed like, damn, nigga, for real? And I was like, yeah, nigga, $70.
You had your wallet open up like that? Like,
right.
Yeah, damn. Basically, I'm like.
Like, damn.
I saw and a little ball come
so, but my thing is this. Let me ask Tyra and Kim this real fast. Give me your idea of a great date night. Like, give me the price range and what you're doing because people need to forget, like, it don't cost enough. I mean, it don't cost much to impress someone because that's a social, you know, everyone's social. Oh, he took her to Aruba for the first date. No, that's a nigga who make, you know.
No, that's not what we mean.
Man, that's...
The thing is that if you go to different places, nine times out of ten, just if you drinking, period. If y'all both drinking, that's gonna run.
We parking lot pimping. Hey, we parking lot pimping,
baby. We
gonna
stop at this liquor store, and I'm gonna tell her we gonna go back to the crib and pregame, and then hopefully with my skills of talking, we ain't gonna make it on the date.
Really? See, Now listen, you do still have to try to make a first impression.
Because
if you're not trying to make a first impression on me, that means you only taking me out for one reason anyway.
Yeah, that's the reason. But I'm just saying, I only try to make first impressions. When I get to a certain age, because, you know, I only try to make first impressions with somebody I was trying to make my woman. Now, if you just somebody I'm trying to bang, hey, Dig, just come through. Oh, I want to go on a date. I don't date. I got a kid.
Play, though, no. You just want to bang.
No, I ain't going to pay shit to play. I ain't going to pay shit. You going to come over? Like I tell him, I got a kid. I take my son out. I spend some money on him. I'm not taking you out.
Because you, I don't know about you.
I don't know about you. Now, you want to come through and, you know.
But Kim, hey. But Kim and Tyra, answer the question. If I'm taking you out on a date, or if you're going on a date, where you going to eat and what you want to do? How much?
Food on a date is cool. Like you said, going to Belle Isle, hanging out, talking, that's cool. I'm not like, we got to have a super expensive date. It don't matter.
Have to have
but
that.
The point is that you are planning something, you're showing effort, and you're sure. Don't like,
those people
looking at me to pay on the first date.
No, no, I wouldn't expect you to pay on the first date.
No,
well,
no, definitely.
I guess men don't expect you to pay on the first date with money. They want you
but
to pay with something
some
else.
Men out there now.
You're not giving that ass on the first date, neither.
Yeah.
Hey, no, but
they
old
man, because they think they ain't get their Viagra yet, so they be like, fuck, I'm just going to take you out then. Shit.
I'm a sugar daddy for the night, baby.
This Instagram era, they expect to be flown out. That's the first date.
Flew me out
hey,
records.
Fly me, let's go to Miami. Bitch, what? I ain't even been to Miami.
No,
who
no.
Knew?
They said, fuck Miami. Hey, take me to St. Martin's.
Oh, they don't even know
about that. No, I'm going to take it on St. Martin's by Bobian. Yeah, that's what I'm going to pull up at. Shit.
Shut up. Look, I
don't
know. The thing about it is that I'm not going to sit up here and lie and act like it ain't some women out here that's just straight off the BS, because I know it is. It's women out here that will just go on dates with guy after guy after guy, knowing that they don't like them just for them to spend money on them. This happens.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of men have gotten burned that way, and then they figure it out afterwards, you know. And so then every other woman has to suffer for because if they made a bad choice of the type of woman they decided to
well,
hey,
like,
no, so get on y'all sisters next and tell them to stop being like that.
We will.
Ain't my damn sisters.
Hey. And look, Kim, like, we will. She like, they ain't my sisters.
Hey. Hey. That's just like every man has to suffer. You give a woman. I've been hurt. My last boyfriend did this, took my money, did this, did this. Damn.
Damn.
So that, hopefully that $120, $150 day you went on the first time really matter, huh?
So listen, there was this meme going around on social media, right, where they was asking people about, okay, say for instance you a drinker or you a weed smoker, whatever, and the man that you've been dating is the plug, the weed man. So if you dating him, y'all, he at your house, you cooking for him, you all of this, should you have to pay for your weed that he supplies
fuck
for you?
Fuck yeah, that's a business.
That's why they say
you
when you rent the house,
you don't smoke by yourself.
When you rent a woman a house, do not get with her because she will not never pay rent again after that.
Hey, look, if she want to smoke, she smoke with me. That is not... You don't smoke by yourself?
But that's why you get... See, that's what happened when you try to be the boss. That's why you always tell me, oh, I'm just
so
the...
you wouldn't leave her a little piece when you leaving out?
Oh, yeah, she can have my tail.
No, yeah, I mean, tail. I will, because, you know, I'm coming back, you know, so I'm going to leave you.
I've never experienced that.
Because I don't want her calling the other weed man.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah. It's women I know who are out here who dating the weed man just for weed. They don't want to spend that extra cash, $50,
$60.
Now, that's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
No,
I hate niggas like that. I hate people like
I'm
that.
Because I'm coming back to drink it with you. And when I come back, if it's already drunk, I'm going to be like, who the fuck did you drink this with?
Damn.
Maybe she drank it by herself.
You drank the whole family
in
2 days?
The rest of the bottle by yourself.
You was at work.
Because nine times out of ten, we on the second one, and we both already fucked up, so we left the bitch full down there.
You ain't gonna know shit about how much it's in mine before you come back.
Yes, we is.
When you come back.
Yeah, I'm going to keep bringing them because I'm going to keep filling you up every time I come. So I'm bringing, all I got to do is bring the drink. I'm going to bring the drink. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck it. That's the price you got. Hey, fuck it. Hey, look, you want some chili cheese fries with that? Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Hot Cheetos?
And you got a little kid. I'm going to get him a hot and ready. And then we're going to do, watch a movie, Netflix, and...
Put the kids in
that's
the
a real date.
A real date is, especially during quarantine. Hey, babe, I'm going to bring you some neat. Oh, I already got a fifth in my trunk. What we doing? Because that whole, oh, let's go out, babe, you know, I just don't feel comfortable, you know, everything going around. And your mind, look, baby, I already got it. You said what, Kim?
It's Netflix and chill now, right?
Netflix and chill. Or now you got HBO Max and chill. They got the high-end stuff.
Hey, yeah, it might be Disney Plus and chill. You know what I'm saying? Chill. We got to watch The Mandalorian.
Look, we ain't getting past the first episode.
Nah, but, you know. But I really think, though, this whole dating scene and all the stuff scary. We're talking about, if a woman stand her ground, then dudes wouldn't be on bullshit. See, most of us on bullshit because we know what we can get away with. Yep. With women. Yep. So, yeah, it might be a lot. It might just say it might be 20% good women. But guess what? I ain't even got to put up with that bullshit of that 20% of good women because I can go get one of these bullshit women that's going to go with
all
my
right,
bullshit.
Mr. Kevin
why
Samuels.
Why you want that?
Because it's easier.
Oh, why you just drop names?
Man, bro, he being here. He's sitting shit down.
Y'all don't really want them type of women, though, because I get so
tired
of
they do. They do. Who do a man cheat with?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
He cheat with that rat that go to Rainbow's that's going to cook him some chicken wings.
Hey, no, okay? you know why he cheat with her? He cheat with her because he ain't about to spend no other time with her.
And he ain't got to spend no money. Low
investment. I disagree. You know what? I think men cheat with women who have more to lose. And I'm just saying, say Kim married, and she got two kids, and she's her husband ain't laying it down, or her husband annoying her the last 6 months. Well, she meet Paul over here. Look, Paul already married, got three kids. And he like, look, baby, look, you already know what's going on. So why would I jeopardize what I got going on to snitch on you, and why would you jeopardize what you got going on? Because clearly, you know,
but that's a
you
smart
ain't
man.
Gonna leave.
A smart man think like that.
Yeah,
but,
that's
you
a
know,
smart man. Though.
But
that's,
most
niggas ain't smart.
Shit,
that's,
we see you.
That's
at,
not most men.
Yeah,
we yeah. see most guys are dumb.
Most guys
yeah.
are dumb.
Yeah, so we see.
And like, as a guy, and you know, most of us are dumb.
They're yeah. looking for the easy word. Look, yeah, because
we
guess look, what?
We're looking so at that chick at the bus stop, hey. Looking real cold in the wintertime.
With
yeah.
fat ass in the
boat. No, no, no. Here's the best analogy that I've heard. Men are like Bluetooth. We connect to whatever's closest. Women are wireless. They connect to the strongest signal. Until it is out of range.
I got one better. Men are like dogs. You let a dog out at night, it goes, it tears up the yard, it comes back, you can tell it done messed up everything. You're sitting there with a dumb look on his face like I don't know what happened.
That's when you know you're
cool. Women are like cats. They go out, they tear up the neighborhood, but when they come back, they are sitting on the porch licking their paw and you don't know what the fuck happened.
What the hell did you just say?
He said y'all be licking.
This nigga, I'm sorry, did he just say women are like
in so many words, he's saying women are more sneaker than guys.
Women are sneakier than men. Y'all is. Y'all better cheaters than we is.
There ain't no better cheaters.
Well, no, I mean, I think that's been a whole thing where women are faithful until they're forced not to be.
Yeah.
Men are faithful. Men are as faithful as their options.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I...
Somebody say pussycats.
You know, the bottom line is that, you know, dating fucking sucks right now. And I hate
it. Does, especially with the Me Too movement.
No, yeah.
No, don't do that.
Hey, it's scary. It's scary. I'm glad. I don't want to date you because you don't know when anything is going to happen. Me just saying hi could be.
You said
what, Tyra?
Just get a damn call because I'm tired. Okay?
Hey,
I'm glad I don't date no more because I was tired of all them beggars.
So, no, there's this question was raised by another show, and I'm curious as to your guys' take on it. They're in their 40s, and it's, you know, the struggle now is back in the day, like the 80s, 90s, that kind of stuff. It was cool to like walk up to a girl in a coffee shop or walk up to a girl wherever and be like, hey, I think you look nice. I'd like to take you out. Here's your number or here's my number. It's harder to do that now because girls react differently and like
girls,
and,
that's the key word.
Even women.
Okay. You know what? That's a valid opinion right there.
No, females. There. That's the broad range.
Because
of all
well, think about it. Also, money, if I hop out
follow your approach though, because some men approach you just like last night, literally nobody at the store.
That's a lie. Because if the nigga you like, if you like the nigga, you're going to go for it regardless. He can have the same approach as a nigga you didn't like, but you like him, so you did it.
I agree with
Will. See?
He don't give you the option to decide if you're going to like him or not, because this dude literally just was like, damn, shorty, damn, you cute, yellow bone.
And if you felt him, that would have been cool.
I
It all depends on that type of woman and what she like. But you did also can't complain when that nigga ain't shit, though.
You walk up. Before you even open your mouth, they judging you. They already basically know whether or not.
What car you got, how you looking, and first thing come out your mouth, what your teeth looking like.
I'm coming up with the bare minimum. Where you work at? Nowhere. What you got? Nothing. Where you live at with my mama? Nah, do you want me?
Listen, do you know I had a man and he was cute too. I ain't even gonna lie, he was fine. But do you know he actually was standing in line with me at the store, not the guy last night, but he told me that he thought we would make cute kids. So I said, well, I'm grown. I'm a lot older than you. You don't realize this, but I got a grown kid. I ain't having no kids. He's like, come on. I just want one more. Like, he was so serious when I told him I wasn't having no more kids.
Was he an older gentleman? Was he an older gentleman?
Was he an older gentleman? He was younger than me.
Oh, that's just a weirdo.
Yeah.
What's wrong with liking older women?
No. Ain't nothing wrong with liking older women. It's just trying to pop a baby out a chick right off
the
bat.
Yeah, the first thing you come out your mouth, I think we had great kids together. Let me have a kid with you. First of all, if your approach is that, you automatically X him out. Excuse me. I'm good.
Okay. We going.
So it's all in your approach. So it's not necessarily that women don't like to be approached by men. It's all in how you do it. It's not what you do. It's how you do it.
You're right.
That's the problem these days. Everybody want to be a jokester. Everybody think everything funny. Everybody think, and I love to laugh now, but that first impression got to mean something.
Okay,
you
thank you.
Give me something to go off of.
Well, all right. Thank you. That was a good conversation today. I want to thank the ladies. Tyra, you know, she.
Thank you, Tyra.
She in house. Kim, thank you for coming out. I really appreciate it. We got Bill and Smurf.
And tell Arnold we said what up.
I enjoyed you, fellas.
All right. And thank you for tuning in to Unconsciously Raw. See y'all next week on Thursday at 6 p.m. on Podcast Detroit.
I want to do a dating show.
All right, Kim. Let's all right, do Tyra, one. Take care.
What's up?
I want to do a dating show, Ricky. You got to find me a man.
Okay.